We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him. Today we worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him. Today we worship Christ, our Lord. We magnify Your name. We magnify Your name. We lift our hands to Him. Today we magnify Your name. We give You all the We give You all the praise. We lift our hands to Him. Today we give You all the praise. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him. Today we worship Christ, our Lord. We worship You. We magnify Your name. We give You glory, Lord, and the honor too. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name forevermore. We worship You. We magnify Your name. We give You glory, Lord, and the honor too. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name forevermore. Hallowed be Thy name forevermore. Hallowed be Thy name forevermore. We We worship you, Christ, our Lord. We magnify your name. We give you all the glory. We lift up holy hands. We surrender to you, God, this morning. And we thank you for another chance and another opportunity to come before your presence, God, in corporate worship and in corporate prayer, to seek your face, to get your will that you be done for our lives, to download, oh God, the many blessings that you have for us this day. As we endeavor to seek you early while you may yet be found, God, we're coming before your presence with singing this morning. We're coming before your presence with praise. We're coming before you, God, to make your name glorious, oh God, and to give you a place of worship, oh God, to come and rest in our worship this day, God. We want to make this place of worship glorious, oh God, and grand, God, that you don't just pass by us this morning, oh God, because we can't just go by. We can't make it this day, Lord, if you just pass by us, God. Yes, I know, oh God, Moses couldn't handle seeing your face, and it was his desire to see your face. Oh God, you put him into the cleft of a rock, oh God, so your glory can pass by him, God. But I thank you, God, today that we're living in a different day and time where, God, you don't have to just pass by us, oh God, and allow us to see the higher parts of your glory. But, God, you have made us into instruments, oh God, into a temple where your spirit can come and dwell in, God. And God, we want your glory, God. We need your glory, Lord. And so, God, we endeavor to make this place, oh God, of worship, to make this temple, God, a gigantic place that a great big old God, that a gigantic God, that a mighty and awesome God, oh God, can come in and rest in the midst of our worship, God. I want to be free, oh God, this day to worship you, God. God, oh God, to bow down, Lord, free, Lord, to make your name glorious, God, free, Lord, and that's what you do, God, for whom the Son is set free is free indeed, God. You have freed us, God, to lift you, freed us to worship you, freed us, oh God, to adore you, God, freed us, oh God, to lift up holy hands, God, to magnify you and to glorify you. So we give you all the glory, hallelujah, all the honor, and we give you all the praise on this day that you have made. Thank you for my mind, oh God, this morning. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning. Thank you, God, for the very air that I breathe. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for calling my name this morning and allow me to rise up, oh God, to another day that you have made, God. Thanking you, God, because you're not done with me yet, Lord. Oh, God, if my time is my time, God, if it's my time, oh, God, I'm ready to go spend eternity with you, God. But you bless me, oh, God, to be here another day, to be a blessing to those that are in need of your good word, God, in need of some love, in need of some kindness, in need of some, oh, God, oh, some gentleness and some meekness, God. You allow me to stay here another day, God, because there's someone that needs my smile. God, there's someone that needs my encouraging word, God. You have a plan and a purpose for my life, God. You bless me to be here another day, God, that I can be a blessing to my family, God, that I can be a blessing to this ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I can let my light shine. You bless me, God, to be here another day, not just to pass the time and not just to, oh God, not fulfill your purpose, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you bless me to be here another day for a reason. And I've got a mind to serve you, God, today. I've got a mind to say yes to your will, Lord. I've got a mind to lift up your name, oh God. For you said when you are lifted up, you'll draw. I want to be drawn into your presence this day, God. Oh, God, you allowed me to have a good night's sleep last night. You protected us from danger, seen and unseen, and you brought us into this wealthy place this morning, God. Oh, God, it's not about riches. It's not about houses and land, but God, it's about your glory, God. And, God, in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy. There is a wealthy place, oh, God, when your presence, oh, God, is in the midst of us, God. Oh, God, because healing comes about, deliverance comes about, strength and renewal comes about. When you're in our place, oh, God, when you're in the midst of your people, God, we can't help but to live, God. We can't help but to grow. We can't help but to get stronger. Because where your Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's everything that we need and more. And so we thank you for an opportunity, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for another opportunity to bask in your glory in this. I mean, bask in your glory on this here earth, God. Thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes to your will. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your way. Thank you for being such an awesome God, an awesome leader, an awesome king, an awesome ruler, an awesome and merciful God. Thank you, Lord, for being everything that I need and more. Thank you for being life, oh God, and not just a regular old life, but God, you bless me to have your life more abundantly, God, because you are the reason that I live. You are the reason that I'm able to move and have my being, God. You are the substance of life. And so with gratitude in my heart and with greatness in my soul, God, I say thank you, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, with uplifted heads, oh, God, and a contrite spirit, Lord, I say thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, we thank you and we magnify you, oh, God, because you bring about joy. You bring about strength, God, and I say thank you for another opportunity to bow down before you, to worship you and adore you. Thank you for the freedom, God. The freedom to come before your throne of grace and to magnify your name, God. That was not always the case because there used to be a veil between us and thee. And we couldn't even get into the place, oh God, just to even look at the veil, Lord. But God, you have rent the veil in twain because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You have opened it up, oh God, that I can come boldly before you as my intercessor intercedes for me. And as he covers me in his blood, I can come before your presence with singing. I can come before your throne to magnify you. I can come boldly before you and make my petitions made known unto you, God. I can call upon you, and you will answer me, Lord. I can confess to you, God, and you will cleanse me, Lord. I can come before you, and I thank you for the access. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for access to you. I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to go to somebody else, oh God, to get access to you. I don't have to go to my mother. I don't have to go to my father. I don't have to go to my friends, Lord, but I have direct access to you. I don't have to go to my spouse. I don't have to go to my former pastor. Lord, I can call upon you directly on my own, and I thank you, Lord, today, with a heart full of gladness and a heart full of joy, I thank you, Lord, for all of the wonderful and many bountiful blessings that you have in store for me this day. I pull them down even now, Lord. I reach up and I grab those things that I need from you as I seek your face this morning. And as I make your name glorious, God, you come in, oh God, and you will inhabit praises of your people, and we can pull down everything that we need from you and more. Mercies are new every single morning because your faithfulness is great, Lord, but you come in and you inhabit the praises, oh God, of your people. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light for you to dwell with us. Because our bodies are not our own, but we were bought and purchased, oh God, for a ransom. We were bought and purchased for a high price, oh God, just so that we can have fellowship with you. And when we have fellowship with you, when we sit with you, God, when we open up the door and we allow you to come in and sup with us, God, you don't come in empty-handed, God, but you come in with everything that we need and more, God. Let us understand, God, the rights that you have given us as believers, that we have direct access to whatever we need and more. It's not about the resources, God. It's about trusting you with what you have given us, Lord. It's not about, oh God, everything else that we try to add, Lord. It's about believing that my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches up in glory. Thank you for the resources. Thank you for the little that I have. Thank you for the life that's more abundant. Thank you for the victory, God, I already can walk in. Lord, I say thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord, for being a reassuring, confident power in my life. To being a rock, God, in spite of the storm clouds that may be raging around in our lives. We want to say thank you. Because even in the midst of the storm, God, you are still that peace. Even in the midst of trials, oh God, you are still the God of victory. Even when things may be racking in our body and going wrong in our bodies, Lord, it seems like we have pain and aches here and there. God, you're still that balm in Gilead. You still are a healer. Hallelujah. You still are the potter, God. You still can make things over and over again, God. Thank you, oh God, for the testimonies, oh God, of how you healed, oh God, from lung cancer, how you healed, oh God, from diabetes, Lord, how you heal, oh God, someone that was addicted to crack. God, thank you, Lord, today that you're still working miracles in the lives of your people, that you are not a respecter of person and that miracles still can be performed, oh God, this day. We want to make your name glorious, oh God, it's so great, oh God, that you can come in and perform miracles in our lives today. Miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. These shall be signs of God for those that believe, God. Miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord, will be performed in our midst, Lord. You still work miracles, God. You still open up blinded eyes, God. You still heal the lame, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You still can heal from sickness and disease, God. You still can dry up issues of blood. God, you've done it before, and you can do it again. And so we walk. We open ourselves and make ourselves available to you for you to perform miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst. We say yes to your will even now, God. Hallelujah. We say yes to your way. We say yes, God. Lead us and guide us and please direct us this day. For this is the day that you made. You know our endings from our beginning. And you have an expected end for us. You have an great expectation for us, God. And what you think for us, oh God, is not evil, God, but it's for victory. It's for peace, Lord. It's for prosperity. It's for favor. You know the thoughts. God, I think about Jesus, Lord, and you knew everything that you needed for him to do. He said yes to you, God, and yes to your will. But throughout that lifetime, God, he had trials and tribulations, Lord, and they came before him, and you brought him through every single one of them. He didn't have a place to lay his head, Lord. He didn't have his own home, Lord, but you provided shelter for him every single night, Lord. He didn't have resources, finances, God, to be able to go and buy food, Lord, but you provided for him day after day in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You knew that he would have to be beaten and bruised, oh Lord, for my iniquities, Lord, but he went through the beating, God. He went through the shame, Lord. He went to being hung up on the cross, and he died for our sins, but that was not the ending, Lord. You had a greater, oh God, promise that you had something greater in store for him, Lord, so you allowed him to rise up on the third day, and not only did he rise, Lord, but he rose to be with you, God. He went back to heaven and sits now on the right-hand side of the Father. You had something greater in store for him, and I know that you have something greater in store for your people that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things, God, that you have in store. Help us to not look at our current situation and not understand that you have something greater in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of discouragement. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of short-sightedness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes, God, today and help us to see long term, Lord. Help us to see that you have something greater in store for us because you've done it before, Lord. And you can do it again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You've given us access, Lord, so that we can call upon your name and you can come in and inhabit our praises. But Lord, give us a long-sighted, oh God, a vision, oh God, to see what you have in store for us, Lord, so that we won't become concerned about what we see right now. Help us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus to walk by faith and not by sight, because without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. And God, at the end of the day, Lord, it's my endeavor to bless you and to be pleasing to you. I want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. I want to walk worthy of being called a son of the living God. I want to walk worthy of being called a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I want to walk worthy today of being called one of your children, being called someone who is the light and not the darkness. God, I want to walk worthy today. So, God, help us to see, open up our eyes that we might see. The Father, God, when his son was not healed, oh, God, or delivered from them demons that had his son, his child, bound, Lord. Jesus asked him, Lord, do you believe? He asked the man, do you believe? And the man said, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Thank you, Lord. We believe today. May God help our unbelief, Lord, today. Help us to see, oh, God, perform the miracles, God. Open up the doors that we need. Oh, God, perform the breakthroughs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn situations around, Lord. Oh, God, heal and deliver and set free, Lord. Do it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we make your name glorious, as we sing forth and bring forth a sacrifice of praise. We offer a sacrifice of praise in the house of the Lord this day. In our place of worship this morning, our place of prayer this morning, we bring the sacrifice of praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, Lord. We praise you in advance, Lord, as a down payment of the great victory that you have in store for us today. Oh, God, it has not even appeared unto us. We can't even imagine how great you have things in store, or the great things that you have in store for us, because we love you. And we fear you. And there's not a fear, oh God, as in, oh God, we are afraid of you, but it's a fear of respect. It's fear as in respect. We respect you, God, and we honor you, Lord, today. We honor you with the first fruits of this day. Before we run off to go do anything, Lord, we give you our best, our first today, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we present our bodies before you as a living sacrifice. Lord, receive our worship, receive our praise. If there's anything in us unlike you, Lord, we ask that you cast it out of us right now and purge us clean from the very crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Make us whole, make us clean, make us white as snow, that we may come before your presence, God, oh God, and to make your name glorious, and that you will receive our worship, and that you will receive our praise. We want to make your name glorious today. So lift up every hung down here. Lord God, clear and free every disturbed mind. Heal, deliver, set free. Free us to worship you. Free us to adore you, God, today. Oh, God, give us the mindset, oh, God, to chase after you. See that hunger, that thirst after you, God, after righteousness shall be filled. God, we want to be filled today. So remove all the junk, God. Remove all the things that don't satisfy, don't meet the need, God, that don't, oh, God, fit in this body. God, clean us up, Lord, and fill us with more of you. God, your spirit is what we need. Fill us up, Lord, until we can't handle any more. Overflow, Lord. Let it over. Let him overflow in us. Lord, we desire to run over in you on this day. For, Lord, you have great things in store for us this day as we begin to prepare. Oh, God, not even begin to prepare as we enter into our revival, our turning the world upside down revival. I sanctify this place even now. I thank you, Lord, that we are a ministry about prayer. Lord, it's not that we just come here to pass the time, but we come here to earnestly seek your face. I thank you, Lord, for what you have given me charge over. I thank you for what you've given me here at Praise Center, Lord. Oh, God, I'm looking for more sheep, Lord. I'm looking for more sheep. But I have a gratitude of thanksgiving, God, a gratefulness, Lord, that I thank you for what you have given me charge over now. I thank you, Lord, because we spend time in this church praying. And we sanctify this ground even more, even right now, in the name of Jesus. We are standing on holy ground, and I'm standing here at the altar. And, God, I want you to sanctify and stir up the waters, oh, God, of this altar right now, in the name of Jesus, that when souls come, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll be delivered, Lord, that a word will be revealed to us and given to us tonight, Lord, that lives will be changed, Lord, that we'll not leave here the same, but that souls will be saved.
souls will be delivered, souls will be set free, and lives will be revived in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak and I ask for an anointing in this place, Lord, that will destroy every yoke, that will destroy every bound spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that will set the captives free. Oh, God, anoint these grounds even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single seat, Lord, oh, God, every area of the floor, Lord, every single piece of instrument and equipment, Lord, anoint this place right now, God, and allow your spirit to overflow and set an atmosphere, Lord, that life can be changed, oh God. Situations can be altered, Lord. Oh God, your people can be lifted up and revived and breathed and light into them in the mighty name of Jesus. We sanctify this entire building, Lord. I know the entire building is not mine, Lord, but you can say, speak those. You tell me I can speak those things that are not as though they were. And so I speak in confidence, and I walk into this entryway, this area right now, our welcome center area. I anoint this ground right now, God. I cast the devil out of every inch of this place that he may be trying to hang out in. I bind his works right now, Lord. And I even say that the sidewalk, oh Lord, is holy ground, Lord, that as they pull into the parking lot, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they'll feel your anointing, Lord. They'll feel your power. They'll feel your presence, God, and they'll begin to submit to you even before they enter into the sanctuary in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that we may be a light, oh God, and be instruments of vessels of praise for you, that we may be used for your glory and used for the upkeep of your kingdom and used to lead men and women to Christ, Lord, for them to know you and a pardon of their sins. Anoint us even now, Lord, that we may be a house of worship that you will be pleased with. We don't do this for vainglory. We don't do this for recognition from men, but we do this that you may get all the glory and that all the honor and all the praise. Bless this revival, Lord. Bless our revivalist, Elder J. Kyle Nicholson. Pray that you strengthen him even now, Lord. As I've communicated with him this week, Lord, he has an excitement about this revival. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be a blessing to him and to open up our doors so that he can be a blessing to us as well. Crown him, Lord, with your glory right now, Lord. Even as he may be resting, Lord, crown him with your glory and anoint him like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him the words, oh God, that will speak life unto every hearer, oh God, every person that comes into this door, Lord, for the revival. Bless the ministries that we'll be supporting, Lord. I pray for my brother, God, Pastor Samuel Metcalf and Pastor Herschel Chenault, Lord, and Pastor Brian Jones, those that have said that they will stop by, Lord. Pastor Andy Cork, oh God, young people who will be stopping by to fellowship and to participate and to be revived so that they can turn the world upside down. No longer is it acceptable, Lord, for us to sit in and to just mingle with the crowd, Lord. But you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, meaning that you said a city that's set upon a hill cannot be hid. We want to stir up in the young people that they will be vessels that will turn the world upside down, that they will uproot, oh God, the comfort of this world, Lord. That means we must stand against those things that the world is for, Lord. We must stand against sin, that we must stand against homosexuality. We must stand against lying and cheating, God. We must stand against, oh God, fornication. God, give us the ability, oh God, give us the strength and give the speaker of the word, God, to help the young people and the adults that are here to be able to stand, Lord, for righteousness. Stand, Lord, for holiness. So anoint my brother even now. Bless him for his sacrifice. Bless him for him taking out the time and his schedule, Lord, to come and spend 3 days stirring in the midst of us. Oh, God, let him stir, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind everything that's trying to work against him now, Lord. We bind, oh, God, anything that's trying to hinder him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because I know that you have something great in store for everyone that comes, oh, God, and able to hear these great words, oh, God, the words of life. So I speak life. Oh, God, let it not be
for any vain glory, but that all the glory and all the honor may be thine. Anoint him. Pour out your spirit upon him, Lord. Fill him with everything that he needs, oh God, and give him the ability to pour out. Give us the hospitality spirit, Lord, that we may serve him and encourage him, oh God, so that the man of God will be free, oh God, to minister without having to worry about anything, Lord. Meet every single need right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless everything that we put our hands to do, oh God, to be a blessing to the people, Lord. Bless these supplies, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, these, oh God, school supplies that we will be giving out again, Lord. Thank you for what you have blessed us to be able to receive, God. You keep doing it over and over again. You keep blessing us, oh God, to be able to be a blessing to someone else. And Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your wonderful name. So anoint these supplies, Lord, that it may be used for the upkeep of your kingdom, Lord, that your young people may be encouraged, Lord, that they may understand that the church is on their side and that you will supply all of their needs, Lord, that they don't have to look to the world, but they can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. God, we know that our help cometh from you in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless every ink pen. Bless every folder, Lord. Bless every piece of paper, Lord. Bless every crayon and bless every marker right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory, God, be revealed and let your light shine in these young people, Lord, and that they may be saved, Lord, that they may be set aside for your glory, set aside for your honor, set aside for your praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hearers hear, Lord. Let the believers believe. Let the doers do, Lord. And bless us and anoint us this day. Bless us, oh God, and anoint us this day. And use us for your glory. I'm thankful, God, for the church that I'm a part of. I thank you for this church of God in Christ. I thank you for this brotherhood that we have throughout the nation, throughout the world. I thank you for the mission, oh God, to live holy. That holiness is not a denomination, but holiness is a way of life. And God, as we come out of this revival, make us stronger. Give us everything that we need to continue to move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a higher calling. There is a higher mark. God, this is not the high point, Lord, but a day after day, God, you have something greater in store for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, every single day you have something greater in store for your people. Help us to move forward. We don't want to be pushed forward. We don't want to be moving forward out of control. But, Lord, we desire to move forward in the name of Jesus. Order our footsteps, Lord. Guide our thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to trust you, God, that you've given us the victory already. Oh, God, you told us to just believe. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Oh, God, just do what you told us to do, and it shall be done. It shall be done in our homes. It shall be done on our jobs. It shall be done in our lives, Lord. We press towards a higher calling. There's a higher mark. There's something greater that you have in store for us. So help us be that greater. Help us to be that greater. Help us to help one another. Help us to stir up amongst each other, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to provoke each other to greater works in you. Not a spirit of competition, but, God, to encourage one another to continue to fight on, to continue to run on, continue to live on, continue to do your will. Because I declare right now that we look much better in our future than we look right now. And I thank you for those words of life. I thank you for those words of prophecy. And I speak life unto every hearer under the sound of my voice right now. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things, Lord, you have in store for them that fear you. We love you, Lord, today with all of our heart. And so I pray for those brethren, oh God, that are part of this district. I thank you for the opportunity to serve. Pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Wayne Cream, and Pastor, oh God, Floyd Hawkins, Pastor, Lord, Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornish, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Lord, I pray for those brothers that are working in the vineyard in this area. I pray for our leader, Bishop Ted Thomas Sr. Pray that you anoint him right now, Lord. Grant him strength, Lord. Continue to give him wisdom, O God, beyond his years. Continue to strengthen his body and give him long life right now in the name of Jesus. Give him safe traveling mercies and grace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus as he makes his way back from Memphis, Lord. Touch him right now from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, and breathe life into him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove the ailments, God. Take away the pain, Lord. Continue to give him the fight and the vitality, Lord, to continue to press on, to continue to move forward for your glory in the name of Jesus. Continue to allow your anointing to run down Aaron's beard. But, God, we want your anointing to overflow and overwhelm our Aaron right now. And bless him, Lord. Bless him everything that he put his hands to do. Bless him as he serves on a national level. Bless him as he serves on a jurisdictional level. We pray that you bless our Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, as he serves at both of his ministries, local ministries, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Where his feet go, God, give it to him. Oh, God, and anoint him. Continue to anoint him to serve even this generation that is not his. We pray for Mother Thomas. We pray for his ministry, St. Stephen and New Community Temple. We pray for, oh, God, his family, that you will bless them. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, our supervisor, great woman of God. We pray that you continue to anoint her, continue to use her for your glory, continue to allow her to be a vessel for you, that she may lead the women, oh God, in a spirit of holiness, that she may lead the women in a spirit of excellence, that she may lead the women to where you would have them destined to go, not to stir up confusion, not to stir up chaos, oh God, but to get everybody to be with one accord and with one mind, to believe your word, and to stand upon the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to look to you, Lord. Every pastor in this jurisdiction, every leader in this jurisdiction, every church in this jurisdiction. Oh, God, we pray that you, God, help us to allow you to lead us and guide us, to not be weary in well-doing. There is a due season. There is a season of reaping if we have sown seed, oh, God, during the time of sowing, Lord. Help us to not be off, not about our Father's business, Lord. You said the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, Lord. We have to be about our Father's business. So stir up in every single ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the first jurisdiction, in the second jurisdiction, in the third jurisdiction, and in the fourth jurisdiction, in the state of Virginia. Stir up, Lord. Oh, God, that we may be about our Father's business. God, stir up a fire in us, oh, God, that a revival will spring forth in this nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Start with City. Start with Dumfries, God, in our revival today, God, and allow the revival to spread to Richmond, oh, God, to Virginia Beach, Lord, oh, God, to Washington, D.C., Lord, oh, God, to Maryland, Lord. Allow the revival to spring forth, oh, God, and stir up in the midst of the church, Lord. Stir up in us now. Lord, we've been sleeping too long. Stir up in us right now, Lord. We have sat idly by for too far long. It's now time for those that have been called by your name to shine in this dark and evil time, to let men know that they don't have to fear, but that we can always keep our trust in you. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray for the general board, and we pray for the church at large. I'm grateful, God, that you've given me charge over this vineyard here at Praise Center. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to serve. I don't take this job lightly, Lord. I don't take this responsibility lightly, because you've given me not to lord over the people, but you've given me to be an example for the people. Thank you, God, that you put in me the example to be a prayer warrior, to intercede on behalf of others. And so right now, God, I pray for the Wormleys, oh God. You know the petitions, you know the needs.
time. You know what's going on with Shaina, and you know what's going on with the brothers, Lord. You know just what's needed and more. I speak for salvation. I declare salvation in those lives right now in the name of Jesus. It meets the needs, God, that you may get the glory out of them. I pray for the Rice family, Lord. I pray for Janice. I don't know Janice's last name, Lord, but you know their situations, God. Their names have been added to our prayer box, Lord, and so I pray for strength for those families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You can step in, oh God, and you can fix everything that's crooked, oh God, and make it straight, Lord. Those things that are out of place, you can put them in place, Lord. I pray for those families right now in the name of Jesus. You said, make our petitions made known unto you. And we can have the confidence knowing that you hear us. And so we make go call those names out even now, Lord, that you will perform the miracles, signs, and wonders in their lives. I pray for the Lassiter family. I pray for, oh God, the Atkins family during their times of bereavement, Lord. I pray for the Green family, Elder Frank Green, who lost a son a couple of weeks ago, a month or so ago. I pray that you send comfort to those families that are in bereaved states, bereaved situations right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I pray for all of those that are on our prayer list. I don't have it before me, God, but you know the names that have asked for prayer. You know the ones that have petitioned. Oh, God, have petitions before you, even my own petitions, Lord. I lay them before you even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that your will might be done, that you might be glorified, Lord, that you might be magnified, that you might be lifted up and adored, God. I bless you, and I lift up your name, God, because you do all things well. You don't do anything, oh, God. You never fail, God. You don't ever fail, God. You always come through, and you always come right on time. God, I didn't mean to say you don't do anything, but, God, you are a God that can do anything but fail. So we cast all of our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us, knowing that you have our best interest at heart. So all that may be sick among us, I pray that you bless them and heal them. All that may be bound among us, give us the words to put that devil under subjection and cast him out. We walk in authority. We walk under your anointing. It's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your spirit. Give us your boldness, Lord. Holy Ghost, have your way and bless us this day. So, God, you know the additional names on our prayer list, Lord. We pray for those people that you will work the miracle that they need for you to work in their lives. And then I pray for each and every member of Praise Center, Lord. God, I need you to touch me and to lead me. Give me the words to those that are having issues with being faithful. I just need your direction, Lord. So lead, God, and direct me that I may encourage them, that I may say something to stir them up, oh Lord, to convict hearts, oh Lord, to do what they need to do. And then also give me the strength, Lord, to not take things personal. I understand that people that are not here, God, have it's intentional. It's not something that's personal. It's something that's going on with them. So I place them into your hands. But I wanted to call out the names of those that have been faithful to the ministry, Lord, faithful in their giving, faithful, oh, God, in their attendance, faithful in their blessing of this ministry, Lord. So I call out the name of Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord. I pray that you bless her and strengthen her, keep her for this day. She has a busy day ahead, God. Give her all the resources that she needs to be successful on this day. I pray for Diamond Star and Derek McCowan, Crystal McCowan, Lord, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord. Bless my mother today and bless this church mother today. We pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Alessandra Miller. Oh, God, we pray for, oh, God, Sister Coulter, our little Christopher, little Zachariah. Oh, God, we pray for the members of Praise Center. We thank you for the ability to serve. We thank you for all that you're doing. And, God, we thank you for all that you're doing for us. We have great expectation for this day that you have something great in store for us. So we'll go throughout this day anticipating something is in store for us later on tonight, God. Give us a hunger and thirst to run after it as we bless your name.
And as we give you all the glory and honor and praise, bless us this day. And we'll give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.